Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Angels are praising you. What amen. I said, God is praising you. What amen. So focus your mind on the kingdom. Focus your mind on what Jesus sees about you. Men may not celebrate you, but I want you to know that in the heavenly kingdom, you may be least over here, but you can be great in that kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must know that you already have everything in Christ Jesus. So do not be moved by results. Do not be moved by results. That is why the Bible said that do not envy the oppressor. Because the oppressor has a lot of results. The oppressor has what is admired by men. So he says, do not envy the oppressor. Who is the oppressor? An oppressor is somebody who wants to dominate you through fear and money and threats and superior knowledge and other things. An oppressor is not just talking about the devil. It is anybody who wants to dominate you through fear and threats. Those are the ways of the oppressor. Let me expose you to some of the ways of the oppressor. In modern life right now. Because the Bible says that we should not choose the way of the oppressor. The question is that what is the way of the oppressor that I must avoid? The oppressor is somebody who wants to dominate you by the use of fear and threats. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that God wins us with his love. After the cross, because of what Jesus did, we do not have to be frightened to obey or to respect somebody. But the oppressor will frighten you. He will use bullet tactics to frighten you into obedience. But I want you to know that God wants a love response from us. He does not want a fear response from us. So fear, threats, bullying, issuing woes, and anger, it doesn't transform anybody in a kingdom way, which is a permanent way. Hallelujah. Wonderful. God wants us not to use threatening words. In the book of Colossians chapter 4 verse 6, the Bible says that after the cross, let your words be always full of grace. Spice with salt. With the ability to preserve everyone. Somebody who is an oppressor, he doesn't feel his words with grace. He feels it with fear. They may masquerade as prophets or pastors or parents or presidents, but it is the same. The oppressor is at work. His speech or his words are not full of grace. But the Bible says that let your words or your speech sometimes be full of grace. Is that what he says? No. That is not what the scripture says. He said, let your words always. Can we say always?
Always.
Always. Always. Let your words be always full of grace. Seasoned with salt. That you will answer everyone. No matter who the person is. The oppressor will want to dominate by issuing wars and threats and putting you into fear just so that you will always report to the oppressor and take prayers only from the oppressor. Because God reveals something to him. Because of that, he is the one who must pray for you for that thing to be averted. And they say, if you don't come, why? Why are we enslaving right in church, enslaving people that Jesus Christ liberated and said that fear not? You may be talking from the pulpit, but you are an oppressor. You may be a parent, true, you brought forth to the child, but you can still be an oppressor if you are always issuing woes and threats. Yeah, you are trying to dominate your child by issuing words that if you don't do this, a curse is following you. God doesn't win us that way. I said God doesn't win us that way. That is why the Bible is telling us that in practical kingdom living, avoid the ways of the oppressor. The second way that an oppressor operates is to control people with money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Money is great to have because it can be useful in fulfilling your life's assignment. But listen carefully to me. When you use it as a means of controlling needy people, you are an oppressor. And the Bible says, avoid this way. Ladies and gentlemen, God did not make you rich. God did not open doors of wealth to you so that you use your wealth to oppress needy people and to bash them into obedience. and to control them into subjection. So I want you to be very careful. Anytime you meet a needy person, ladies and gentlemen, we must learn to give to people what they need without forcing them to kowtow to you. I will say it again. I say to those who have money, never use money to bend the hands of needy people in order for them to sleep on the ground for you. You gave big money to the church, and so what? So everything you say must be obeyed in the church. No way. Hallelujah. You can control your parents. You cannot control your pastor. You cannot control any person in authority just because you have more money and you use the money to manipulate this person. And let me talk to the needy people. Be careful that you are not bought by money. I will say it again. Be careful that you are not bought by money. Don't let people buy your mind because they have money. Don't let people buy your opinion because they feed you once a while. When you know that the line that they are towing is not the kingdom way, I want you to understand that your value is higher than all the riches in this world. I will say it again. Your value is more than all the riches in this world combined. So don't sell yourself short of that. Your mind and your emotions are more than $20. The fact that you are needy does not mean that you should believe and laugh at the jokes of your benefactors, at your boss, at whoever is in authority over you, because you need a favor. You must laugh at their jokes, which you know are not based upon the word of God. The person is devaluing your God, devaluing the church, devaluing the ministry of God, and you are still patronizing the person just because you want some 100 Ghana from the person.
Sure. It's 100 Ghana who pay it. What company no man wants to come home?
So if you are rich, it is not practical kingdom living to choose the way of the oppressor. Because actually, if you don't have money, you can hardly be an oppressor. So don't take advantage of poor people. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, as we leave this place and we are going, let us be careful that we respect people, no matter how rich or poor, no matter the level of their wealth. Don't let people feel bad, less of the image of God, less valuable, just because they don't have as much as you have.
Now,
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. These are the ways of the oppressor. Let me talk to you about one more way of the oppressor. Somebody who wants to dominate you negatively, he uses the fear of man. That is one of the ways of the oppressor. He uses the fear of man. This is where we are inclined to use natural things. Like your age. Like your age. Like your gender. Like your skin color. Like your exposure in life. You use it to control people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot think of men more than what men are. The fear of man, the Bible says, will trap you. If you are dealing with somebody who is older, far older than you, your grandfather or something, I'm telling you, and the person is always wielding his age, I have grown, and all that, and you are not careful, you will see that some things you have to overcome in what the person succumbed to, you will not feel like overcoming it. Just because the person looks old and he says, I am old, does it mean that I should follow your way which has not led you well?
Hallelujah.
You know that the way that your grandmother trod, that road is not correct. It doesn't agree with the kingdom ways of God. But here you are.
And
say, my child, I have grown. Listen to my wisdom. Men are like this.
Hey!
Be careful. Because the fear of man can trap you in mediocrity forever. Where you will not want to improve upon anything, you just let the tradition go on because your fathers handed them over to you. Examine it carefully. These are just some of the ways of the oppressor. I want to encourage all of us not to follow the way of the oppressor. Because the oppressor is a perverse person. Go back to Proverbs chapter 3. The oppressor is a perverse person. Look at verse 32. He says that for the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord. But his secret counsel is with the upright. The opposite of the perverse person is the upright person. Perverse means that the ways are crooked. The ways are crooked. And upright means that the ways are correct, straightforward. So you see that two ways are compared over here. The first one is the way of the oppressor, which is the same as the way of the perverse person. The oppressor's ways are twisted. The second way is the way of the upright. The Bible talks about the secret counsel of God is with the upright. The upright is talking about the person who has the kingdom ways of God. Not the ways of the perverse man or the oppressor. I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that oppression is a perversion. It is a broad way on which many people are on now. It is religious in nature. It does not have the secret counsel of God. But there is a narrow way of the kingdom. It is a way that not many people are on. Sometimes if you take your schoolmates, you see that many of them are on the way of the oppressor. They are not on God's kingdom way. But I want to encourage you today that there to be a different person in the school. There to be a different person in the church who is not on the way of the oppressor, who is on the kingdom ways, the secret counsel of God. There to be a different mother. There are many mothers on the broad way. That is the way of the oppressor. It doesn't end well. But get to be on the narrow way. It may be that few people are on it. But it is a way of life. It is a way of the kingdom. I want to encourage you. Be a different husband. Be a different pastor. Be a different preacher. A preacher who is following the kingdom ways of Jesus. Not the broad way of the religious on which many people are on. Let's end it in the book of Psalm 25. I want to show you something about the kingdom way or the secret counsel of God that is with the upright. Says, don't envy the oppressor. Don't just look at his results to envy him. Consider the ways on which he is getting that result. If it is a perverse, twisted way, don't follow it. Dare to be different from the ways of the oppressor. We are ending in Psalm 25 and then verse 8. Good and upright is the Lord. Have you seen that word again? Upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The way is talking about the kingdom way. God teaches us of all sinners in his kingdom ways. John chapter 1 verse 9. Jesus light upon every person who enters into the world. That is when he teaches mankind his kingdom way. But look at verse 9. From the sinner, it goes to the humble. He says that the humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. What are these ways that God is talking about? What is the kingdom way that God is talking about? Look at verse 10. All the ways of the Lord are mercy and truth. Please underline mercy and truth. Says that all the ways, in other words, the kingdom way of God is the way of mercy and truth. Mercy and truth. Do you know who mercy and truth is? He is Jesus. John chapter 1, 14 and 16, the Bible says that he was full of grace and truth. He came to show us the kingdom way. He came to show us the way of mercy and truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the way on which God wants us to live our practical life on this earth as kingdom citizens is the way of grace and truth. Who is Jesus' way? He came to live it out for us. And that is how our ways must be. His words should be our words. The way he related should be the way that we should relate. The way he related with people who doubted him is the way we must relate with people who doubt us. Hallelujah. Somebody denied him 3 times with cursing and swearing, and Jesus had a certain relationship with him. That's the way he wants us to relate with those who curse us. The Bible says that bless your enemies. He didn't say curse them back or leave them for God to destroy them. He says that have mercy upon your enemies. That's the way of Christ. Let's look at verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. He will show you his way. I said that God is going to show you his kingdom way. Because you fear him, he is going to show you the way that you must go. For you as a person, he is going to put a finger on something in your life. That look, develop this thing in your life. It is so peculiar to you. I put that seed there. Develop it in your life. And when you obey him and you develop it, you will see that you have something yourself, and you do not need to discard it and go for somebody's. You do not need to dislike what you have, because he has shown you that unique thing about you that you have to develop. Because when you develop that in your life, What is the point in envying another person? Because you have something on your own. I said you have something of your own that Jesus directed you to, because you embraced mercy and truth in your life. It is in Jesus that envy is done away with in our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we know who He is to us and what He has done for us on the cross, that is the end of envy. I believe that for all of you. I believe that for the church of the Lord. Let us receive it now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.